Tropical Hot Dog Night.
Hey, Jack, you know this sweeping blipper has sent some weird jellyfish or something.
Mojo, I think it would have to be a rather large jellyfish.
Well, if there's giant squids, how do you know there's not giant jellyfishes?
All right. What are you seeing?
Right there.
It does look like a jellyfish.
I've been watching this thing, and it keeps growing.
Interesting. That's exactly where we're headed.
I'm going to step out and take a look with my trusty telescope.
Do you see that strange cloud?
Where's that?
At the far end of that island.
Ah, so that's my jellyfish.
Jellyfish?
On the blipper. It was showing this giant, ominous jellyfish.
There is something weird about that cloud.
Hey, can you see what it is?
Here, take a look at that cloud over there.
Not a cloud. It's fog.
Is that where we're headed?
Yeah, Key Milagro.
Why are we going there?
Dominique, I have no idea. Hey, listen, Mojo. You take over the helm, okay? I'm going below to talk to Claudine.
Aye, aye, Captain Jack.
Look how that cloud is rolling across the island.
Maybe it's alive?
Do you think so?
I don't know, but I'm seeing colors.
In the cloud?
Oh, yeah.
Can I look? Thanks. I don't see any colors.
Well, there's all sorts in there.
Why can't I see them?
You gotta use your third eye.
There's no such thing as a third eye.
There is.
Where is it?
Right there.
So how do you see with it?
Well, first you want to open it. Then you put in 3 drops of Mojo's third eye astral opening drops. Then you blink 3 times and you say,
Isa sa sasawe.
Oh, you wouldn't put me on now, would you?
Who, me?
Mojo, are you pulling Dominique's skinny leg again?
Hey, my legs are not skinny. I'll bet there are high fashion models who would give their arms for legs like mine.
Oh, man.
It's you, Jack. You think I'm skinny because you have such a fat head.
Are you two at it again?
Oh, no, no, no. Just telling jokes.
Is that true?
Some people tell jokes and some people are jokes.
Oh, I thought so. What are we looking at?
The fog over there.
Is that Key Milagro?
That's where we're headed.
The fog is very strange.
Maybe it's not really a fog.
Jack, how far is the next island?
Oh, boy. Probably another hour at least.
Is there something wrong with that island?
I don't know.
What do you think, Mojo?
I hope that fog isn't a giant jellyfish. Otherwise, wee!
There were now 4 of us, Claudine, Mojo, Dominique, and myself. We were in the Caribbean sailing a 36-foot trimaran. We were nearing a string of islands when we encountered a strange fog that was slowly moving across the island of Key Milagro. And strangely enough, Key Milagro was our destination. We docked in the marina just as it was getting dark. We found a place to eat. I was amused to see the name above the door.
Captain Jack's. Now that sounds like a real good place.
I wouldn't feel safe eating there.
Oh, Dominique, you can stay out here. We'll toss you a bone now and then, give you something to gnaw on.
I'll tell you what you can do with your
bone. No more. Stop it. Let's go in. I'm hungry.
Mojo, are you coming?
As soon as I stop laughing.
Claudine, when we were back in San Miguel...
Can you pass the bottle, please?
Sure. When Bunny disappeared, we were able to find her because we all worked as a team.
Yes?
Well, I assume we've come here for a reason, just as we sailed to San Miguel for a reason, right? Though it took us forever to find out what that reason was.
And?
Well, you knew the reason, but the rest of us had to figure it out for ourselves.
So?
So are you going to tell us about that fog we saw?
I don't know what it is.
Did you see the colors?
In the fog? No.
Mojo did.
I really don't know what I saw. Just some bright colors flashing in the fog.
Did they look like lights?
Nah, not like lights.
Claudine, just tell us, okay?
What?
Why are we here?
We've come here to see what is here.
I give up.
What's wrong?
Well, here we are once again, tossed into the middle of God knows what, and we have to figure it out. Except one of us doesn't, because she already knows. But she won't tell us what she knows until after we figure it out.
I will tell you if you give me a chance.
Well, that's a change from
Jack,
the last time.
Jack, will you be quiet?
Okay, okay.
Hush, 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 please.
My lips are zip.
All I know is that something is taking over this island. I don't know what it is or what its purpose or if it has a purpose or why it is here. Or where it came from.
But then why does
it... Shush, 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 shush.
Okay.
We do know that the people who live here are being changed by whatever it is.
But do you know if...
Shut up.
I was asked to come here because we know nothing.
May I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Why do I have the feeling that what we're dealing with here is some kind of monster?
Yes, it has been called that.
There is a monster here?
There may be. We don't know.
May I speak?
Please.
Claudine, what is your connection to this? I mean, what does this have to do with whatever it is you're doing? Whatever that is.
That was very clear, Jack.
We don't know if this is something that has come from the other side, or is this something that came into being here, on this side?
How does it change people?
Who knows? From what I've been told, the people who inhabit this island don't seem to notice that there is any change.
Everyone in this restaurant seems pretty normal. I don't think they're vampires. I don't think they're zombies. What do you think, Mojo?
No, don't forget werewolves. You know, they seem normal, except when that full moon comes up. And then it's all over again.
Whatever the changes are, maybe they're not permanent?
This may be true. No one seems to remember.
They forget?
It seems that way.
Well, if this came from the other side, are you responsible?
No.
No, I mean...
How could I be?
Is it your responsibility to do something about it?
I will try to heal any harm it may have caused.
So it definitely is changing people.
We don't know.
Is anyone immune to this monster?
I hope so.
Do you notice anything different?
What?
Well, my point is... Everyone here seems too normal.
If we hang around here long enough, what's normal this hour may not be normal the next hour.
Is this monster dangerous?
Do you mean life-threatening? No, not as far as I know.
But you don't know very far.
This is true.
Well, healing is one thing. But getting rid of it, that may be something quite different.
Especially if it comes from the other side.
And what if the islanders here like being changed?
Good point.
What colors were you seeing, Mojo?
All sorts. Very, very astral colors.
What are astral colors?
Bright, radiant. Like rainbow hues, no edges.
You saw that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that certainly sounds like the other side.
Mojo, did you feel the colors were attempting to draw you to them?
You mean like sirens luring sailors to their doom?
No, it didn't feel like I was being drawn to them.
So no chorus of sexy sirens offering up fantasies you typical men are such suckers for, eh?
No, nothing like that, but I felt like if I stayed around it for a while, maybe it would start drawing colors for me.
Do you see any fog out there?
No, nothing slithering against the window. Not yet.
Well, I'll bet it's creeping this way.
Let's walk around the village. I want to see what it's like here.